Hi, and welcome to our service. If you're new here, you may be wondering who we are and what this church is all about. Well, the heart of the matter is this. We're a group of people doing our best to love God and love those around us. One of the ways we express this love is through worship, because our God is truly amazing. He created everything, great and small, and His love for us is incredible, powerful, and completely unconditional. We also spend time looking into His Word, the Bible, and receive practical teaching to guide us along His path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when the service is over. Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
Aren't you glad that Jesus isn't dead? You know what a boring place you'd be able to come to and chant a little, mumble a little, and then go home. But we get to serve a master who rose from the dead on the third day. Jesus is alive. I said, Jesus is alive. Listen, if your God is alive, let's raise a roof with a shout that you've never shouted before. Come on now. Jesus is alive. Hallelujah! We just want to welcome you. Thank you all the guests for being here with us this morning. We know that it's going to be tremendous. I really don't know what's happening. All I know is I'm going to do what I'm told. I heard the production is going to be phenomenal. So I'm excited because I haven't seen it yet. So we all get to see it together. Amen? I'd like to have my wife welcome you and also pray over the service.
Amen. Thank you so much for coming out and celebrating Jesus this morning. You know, there is power in unity, and we are in unity celebrating the resurrection power. Awesome. So I'm believing for miracles, signs, wonders, healing, restoration, and being made whole today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we get the privilege and the honor of serving you, of coming to your house and celebrating you. We lift you up this morning. We glorify you, and we thank you, thank you, thank you for the cross. Thank you for the power of salvation. Thank you for healing. Thank you for making us whole. Thank you for peace that passes all understanding. We just love and adore you, Father, in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Are you ready to praise? I said, are you ready to praise? Now watch, you might be watching my live stream, and you are. All over the world's watching right now. You got to praise right in your own home, all right? So don't let us praise only. You got to praise too. So wherever you are in the world, let's get ready to shout to God with a voice of triumph. Amen? Praise the Lord. Oh,
not be shaken. We will not be moved. Jesus, you are here. Carrying our burdens, covering our shame. He has overcome us. He has overcome. We will not be shaken. We will not be moved. Jesus, you are here. I will live. I will not die. The resurrection power of Christ alive in me. And I am free in Jesus' name. Oh,
the world religions, they're still in the grave. But our Messiah rose from the dead, amen? Sitting at the right hand of the Father today and praying for us. Every time you open your mouth and you start to worship, I want you to know what happens in heaven. He said he's looking to and fro who will worship him in spirit and in truth. He goes just like this. I hear his tabernacle. Amen? give Jesus a shout this morning. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah, we worship You, Jesus. Thank You for not only dying on the cross for our sins, but thank You, Jesus, that You rose from the dead and You took away the keys of death and hell. Thank You that death, where is Your sting? Death, where is Your victory? Today we stand in the power, the might, and the blood, and the resurrection of our Savior. And we give You the honor and the praise. And everybody shouted. Come on, one more time. Everybody shouted. Now I know some of you, as a guest, you're saying, well, you know, they're kind of rambunctious in that church. I want you to know why we're rambunctious. That is because we're not serving a cold, dead religion, but a living Savior. Amen? You see, if Jesus was still dead and we're just religious folk, then we'll just do our quiet little thing. But I'm trying to get you ready for heaven, because heaven's not going to be a quiet place. The very first place, very first time you see Jesus face to face, you're going to fall on your face and start declaring the righteousness, start declaring the goodness, and start looking at the Savior and saying, thank You, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Aren't you glad for Jesus this morning? I'm going to encourage you on your way back to your chair. Why don't you make sure you welcome five or six folks you don't know. Come on. Don't go to the people you do know this morning. Find five or six folks you don't know. Shake their hands and say, good morning. Glad you're in the house of God. Come on, go find somebody you don't know this morning.
Good morning, His Tabernacle. It's time to head back to your seats and get ready for this morning's announcements.
Tabernacle, you know what I've always wondered? Why do we have Next Steps? Why do we have all of these classes? The reality is, if I want to make more money, I should learn new skills. If I want to learn how to treat people better, I should learn how to interact with people. Whatever I want a knowledge of to apply to my life, I need to learn it and I need to take actionable steps. And that's what we call Next Steps. Every single Tuesday night at 7 p.m., we have step one and two right here in Horseheads. Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. in Horseheads. Thursday nights at 6 o'clock in Ithaca, and 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock right here for all of the Next Steps class. For more information, you can go to histabernacle.com. We'd love to get you signed up, connected, and growing in your relationship with Christ.
Hey, are you new here at His Tabernacle? We have a class just for you to help you get connected and learn more about our church. Every single Sunday, we have Growth Track that happens at 9:30 to 10:30 here at the Horseheads campus. Make sure you come out and discover what God can do through you.
Hey, everybody. Our next baptism service is April 28th. You do not want to miss it. It's going to be so powerful. Get signed up in the foyer and get your breakthrough.
Hey, Kevin, what's in the pot?
It's Kevin's Malone famous chili. The secret is undercooking the onions so everyone gets to know each other in the pot.
Well, why not just get to know each other in groups?
Can I bring my chili?
Most definitely. All right, man. I'll see you later in groups.
Yeah.
That's right. This is one of my favorite parts. Actually, I love when the kids sing. What's that?
If I'm good, I'm going to get an icy.
Really? I want an icy. Can you see yourself? Look at that's you right up there. See it? Can you see it? Many of you don't know we have a TV right in the. Can everybody look at yourself? Wave at yourself up in the air. You can't see? Moms and dads, you must be so excited. Listen, I'm so. Can you give all the parents of the children up here a hand clap? We have a bunch more children on the other side that are too young to be out here, but I want to. The reason I want to give you a hand clap is you have chosen not to raise a churchless generation. There are so many raising a churchless generation, and I'm so proud of you that you have chosen to raise your kids in the house of God. The Bible said, train up your child in the way they should go. When they get old, they will not depart. And I don't know. Can you give all the parents one more hand clap? Come on now. They've chosen the great way, God's way. The Bible says, bring the little children to me. Let the little children come to me. So here they are. Are you guys ready to sing? Remember, make sure you show good pictures for your parents. All right? Let's sing on. Come on, you can give another hand clap. Hi. You know what would be happening if you were up here? You'd be cowering. How about these brave children? Glory to God. Thank you so much. You did so good. Thank you. You want to say something?
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. You want to say something too, don't you? What do you want to say?
Thank you, everybody. Have a great time. Have a great day.
Oh, you want to say something too, don't you, Noah? Noah, what do you want to say?
God bless us all.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. What do you? Oh, you want to say something, don't you? He's the miracle boy right here.
My Redeemer lives.
My God. We want to welcome all of the guests this morning. Thank you so much for being here. We know it is very brave when you go visit a church for the very first time. You're not sure what to experience, and we just want you to know that we are a friendly church, and honestly, we believe in family. Now, I know the very first time you come, you're just wondering what's going on. Can you turn to someone and say, you need to come 3 times in a row? Come on, tell the person next, you need to come 3 times in a row. The very first time you come to His Tabernacle, it's like, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. Second time, it's, it's not bad. Third time, we got you. We got you. Oh, yep, okay. Can't go back to the quiet church, Jesus. Amen. So we want to welcome you. And please come 3 times in a row. We know you'll be blessed. You'll find that this is a phenomenal home where you can grow and know God. We also want to welcome all of our live stream family. And next week, I just love this announcement. Next week is water baptism. I believe the last time we did water baptism, almost 40 people got baptized in water. It's so exciting to watch people. Listen now, water baptism does not get you to heaven. What water baptism does is it sets your soul free. Amen? It's a supernatural act of God, just like salvation is, to set you free and free indeed. So I want to challenge you, if you've never been water baptized, go on our website, histabernacle.com. You can sign up for the water baptism next Sunday morning. Right after church, we have the animals in the out front. So there'll be a petting zoo out front. Moms and dads, make sure you get your kids out there. I don't know if the camel's there. Every once in a while he spits, but you know, just clean it off. You'll be all right. Amen? We want to say also, just we are so blessed. Yesterday they did the Easter egg hunt, and there are about 1,500 people here. The helicopter could not come, but people still came. Amen? And the news, both NBC and ABC, both did such a favorable announcement for us. We just want to say thank you to them as well. God has been good, and we are so blessed and so glad that you're here with us. This morning, we're getting ready for the morning tithes and offerings. If you are our guest, this is not for you. This is for the folks that call this their home. If you want to give, that's your choice. I know that people that visit churches, their very first thought is, all they want is your money. Well, then keep your money, please. We want to make sure that you know Christ more than anything else. Amen? If this is your home, then this is a great day to do what we call a resurrection offering. What is a resurrection offering? There's something in your life that you need resurrected, whether it be a dream, whether it be your physical body, whether it be an emotional situation, whether it be your family salvation, and you want to sow towards that. I would challenge you to give a resurrection seed this morning towards what you are believing God for. Now, of course, that is above our normal tithes and offerings according to the word of God, that the tithe belongs to the Lord. Amen. Somebody said to me, well, you know, I can't afford to give. And I said, well, you can't afford not to. Amen. You know, there's one thing that you recognize real quickly. If God is the God over your finances, then you will always make it. That got awful quiet. If the Lord is the Lord, L-O-R-D, meaning owner, isn't that interesting? The word is owner. If God is owner over your finances and you and I are the people that are good stewards of His finances, then you know God's access will never cease. Amen? There's nothing that God can't and will not do for you. So I challenge you, no matter where it is, what it is, make sure that you're a giver. This is the principle, the very nature of our King. That's why. For God so loved the world that he... Come on. For God so loved the world that he... I can't hear you. For God so loved the world that he... That's right. God's nature is giving. So I challenge you, if you got nothing to give this morning and you want to, pull the lint out of your belly button and make it a seed saying, God, next week, I will make sure I don't eat my seed and I'll bring something to the house of God. Amen? I said amen. In this house, what we do is we actually bring our tithes and offerings to the Lord. There's going to be two areas, one up front and one in near the base. Is it going to be all the way in the back or where in the back, gentlemen? It's going to be right here in the center behind the TV camera. Two places to give. You're more than welcome. Let's all stand to our feet. We make our supernatural proclamation. Are you ready? How many believe the Bible is true? How many believe the Bible is only half true? No, don't raise your hand. If you believe the Bible is all the way true, then shout it out loud with me. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse. And I'm blessed in my basket. Come on now, prophesy. What's the next part? What is it? The blessings are gonna chase me down. They're gonna trip me up because I'm a child of God. Then shout, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on, one more time. Let's prophesy. I'm blessed. Come on and bless the Lord with your tithe and your offering this morning.
God is fighting for us. God is on our side. He has overcome, yes, he has overcome. We will not be shaken. We will not be moved. Jesus, you are here. Carrying our burdens, covering our shame. He has overcome, yes, he has overcome. We will not be shaken. We will not be moved. Jesus, you are here. I will live. I will not die. The resurrection power of Christ alive in me. And I am free in Jesus' name. And I will.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good morning. You know, I do want to do this, and I don't do this often, but I want to give a shout out to WENYABC. Can you do that for me? They're actually in the house this morning. They're right here this morning. And we're blessed that they find good news worth reporting. Amen. Isn't it good to know good news is worth reporting? Amen. There's a lot of great things happening, and God is so faithful. And we just want to say thank you so much again for being here. We have a drama for you. It's called Truth Exposed.
I just got to get out to the Middle East now to our correspondent there, Leland Vitter. You may be aware that Iran has been conducting some war games in the Straits of Hormuz, which are a critical waterway through which something like a fifth or a sixth of the world's entire oil supplies. Iran is now threatening U.S. warships, as I understand it, Leland. Tell us about that. How serious is this?
Well, I think you should start with this, Jonathan. The Iranian naval chief...
Guess I can't put this off any longer. What? There's no way I owe that much. No, no, no. This has got to be some kind of mistake. Better check my bank account balance. $75 in miscellaneous fees? My dad was right. Always check everything before you sign it, kid. Hello?
Yes, Miss Johnson. We've gotten your test results back, and unfortunately, we found something. We need to see you immediately tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., anything you have planned for tomorrow should be rescheduled for a later date. We'll explain everything in the morning.
I thought you said this was just precautionary measures and everything was going to be okay, right?
I said the likelihood of these tests coming back negative was high and that there was no reason for concern unless we found something, which we did. Now, don't eat anything until tomorrow morning, or until tomorrow afternoon, I apologize. And when we're done with the other test, get some rest and we'll see you in the morning.
Thank you.
Right? I'm sure whatever they found is... Who am I kidding? You know what runs in the family. Okay. Just don't tell Mom yet, because then she'll be freaking out, and you know how she always feels a little faint and needs to sit down whenever something slightly inconvenient comes up. You just have to call your boss, let him know you'll need a personal day, and... Dang it! I don't have any more personal days. Maybe Sherry will cover my shift. That is, if she didn't figure out you're the one who ate the last granola bar off her desk. Whatever. I'm sure she'll say yes. Come on, where are you, Keys? Just want to get some fresh air and something to eat. Dang it! You can't eat anything yet. Dang it! What am I going to do with the kids tomorrow? You know you can't ask their father to take them. That would be too short a notice and asking too much of him. Mom's on vacation. I don't have any money for a babysitter. It's spring break, so they don't even have school. Unbelievable.
Can't anything go my way? All right. I need to call someone before I actually go crazy. I'm gonna call Lisa.
Hello?
Lisa, are you there?
Oh no, I know that voice. Jane, what's wrong?
Do you remember that test I had to take at the doctor's the other day?
They found something, didn't they?
Lisa, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I think I'm actually about to freak out right now.
Okay, calm down. What do you need me to do?
Take me far, far away where I never have to think about anything ever again.
Ha ha. This is serious. Whatever you need, I'm here for you.
Well, the doctor says I have to be there at 7 a.m. and I don't have anyone to watch the kids.
Bring them over. Seriously, I don't mind. Just make sure Jace has enough extra Pampers this time. Last time I watched him, he blew through all my pull-ups. It's such a nightmare.
I know. Thank you so much. You are a lifesaver. Oh, I forgot to ask you. I wanted to...
For the last time, no. Listen, I love you, and I'd do anything for you. but I really don't have time for your church. You know how awful it was for me as a child.
I know, but this place is different. Like, there's groups, and everyone's really nice, and they do all kinds of cool things.
Listen, you've called me, like, 17 times this week. Maybe you should call on Jesus or whatever, see what he can do. You've been going to church for years. Maybe he'll show up for you. If he does, let me know, and I'll give it a try. Oh, sorry. That was so rude. Listen, I know you're under a lot of pressure right now with the kid's dad and all, but you know what? Just focus on yourself.
All right. I'm going to try to do that.
I'm going to put the kids to bed. I'll be up early enough so you can just drop them off whenever.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. Have a good night.
No problem, sweetie. See ya.
Bye. God, where are you in all of this? You know what? I haven't lived a perfect life. And yes, I made some choices to get me here. But I haven't done anything to deserve this. Is this some kind of punishment because I bullied Stephen in high school? Are you trying to teach me a lesson by making me sick? Either way, I haven't done anything to deserve you doing this to me. My kid's dad's a deadbeat, and they're getting old enough to ask questions. And I have no idea how to answer them. Every time I turn on the TV, there's some new disaster or politician lying or some new disease they found. And if you haven't noticed, I could really use your help in that area, too. Drowning in bills. I have no one to talk to. I hate my job. And I keep losing my keys. And you? You're silent. I haven't asked to be rich or famous or any of those things. I just want peace for once. Is that too much to ask? You know what? I wonder if knowing you is really worth it. I mean, what really has changed anyways? Look at the time. I need to go to bed. I need to clear my head. I'm sure I'll feel better in the morning. Kids and I fell asleep watching Indiana Jones the other day. That's probably what all this is. But, ooh, why am I sweating? Hello?
Ooh, wow, I'm surprised you don't recognize me. Although, you did question if knowing me was worth it last night, so...
Last night?
Oh, you don't remember. That's all right. I can help you refresh your memory.
I'm drowning in bills. I have no one to talk to. I hate my job. And you? You're silent. I haven't asked to be rich or famous or any of those things. I just want peace for once in my life. Is that too much to ask? You know what? Honestly, I wonder if knowing you is even worth it. I mean, what really has changed? It's getting late. I better get to bed.
Let's repeat that one part real quick. Just let's do that.
Honestly, I wonder wonder if knowing you is even worth it. Worth it. Worth it.
Do you know what that sounds like to me?
I made a mess. You clean it up.
Gosh, you know, you'd think I'd be used to this by now, having so many children, but really it does get quite old.
Why is my brain doing this to me? You know what? This is just a dream, and I can get you right out of it, okay? Why are you leaving? I can't even control my own dreams now.
This isn't a dream, Jane. I'm in control. Unless you don't want me to be. But for your sake, I'd try to take a moment and listen. Now, after hearing you last night, I decided to pay you a visit. All of that grumbling and complaining, I usually don't listen to those types of prayers. But I actually got excited when I heard you call out to me. It was the first time that I heard you call out to me in literally 229 days. Hey, Gabe. Why don't you tell our lucky contestant what she's won for her outstanding consistency in our relationship?
Well, God, it seems like she's won a lot of grace and a lot of mercy. But what she decides to do with that is completely up in the air. Hey, audience, do you think she'll continue to keep taking advantage of the goodness of God? Or will she humble herself and get off that throne? Come on and clap if you think Jane can get in right standing with the Lord.
There it is. Come on. There it is.
Well, Jane, it seems as if our studio audience thinks very highly of you. What do you have to say for yourself? Well, folks, I couldn't have said it better myself. You know what the word says, in the presence of many words, sin is not lacking, am I right, am I right? Now tune in next week to see if Jane will surrender her life to the Lord or she'll continue living her life stuck in Egypt. This has been another exciting episode of
Stay Off That Throne!
Oh, man. You know, I'm not supposed to have a favorite angel, but my goodness, that one's cute.
God!
The one and only. Although other people do worship false gods like Netflix, their job, their friends and family, but you get the point.
I'm so sorry. I just didn't think you were listening, and I've had so many things happen year after year. I'm so sorry.
Hey, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Do you really think I'm unaware of everything that's been going on? You're my child. I love you. In this world, you will face tribulation, but have courage. I have overcome the world. Don't you see? You're trying to do everything in your own power. I have bills to pay. I have to find the kids a babysitter. I have to find a new job. I. You're worrying too much. Cast your cares upon me because I care about you. It is me who has overcome the world. Me. So whatever life you have decided to create for yourself, you must sustain it when the storm comes. But whatever you submit to me and allow me to control, it now becomes my job and my responsibility to take care of it for you. Understand?
I do. I'm sorry, I didn't realize how far away from you I've gotten. So now we have that cleared up. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, where are we? If this isn't a dream, then what is it?
Oh, I took you back 2,000 years to see the crucifixion of my son or whatever.
What?
What?
Wait a minute. Is this really necessary? I have kids and a job and responsibilities. I can't just go back 2,000 years or whatever.
Are you going to learn that panic solves nothing? I work outside the boundaries of linear time, Jane. Now, when you wake up, you'll be back home in your bed and your home, ready to take on life as you know it. And yes, this is necessary. You need to be reminded of everything that my son has done for you and the victory you have from 2,000 years ago. But I need to ask you, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. We're in Pilate's court, where my son was sentenced.
Can they see me?
No.
Hey!
Jane.
Hello?
Jane.
Well, he's mean
Jane.
Looking.
No, no. They can't see us. Not a single one of them.
Listen, I know I said I was ready and all, but this is just a little too real for me. I don't know if I'm ready for this.
This is not something that I choose to show everyone. But you need to be reminded of everything that we've done for you and the victory that you still have today. There's too many people living out in defeat, even though Jesus won it all for them. You don't have to live in fear, sickness, or poverty. Jesus defeated all of that for you. But I need to warn you. What you're about to see is not pretty like what some churches have painted it to be.
What is your charge against this man?
We wouldn't have brought him before you if he wasn't a criminal.
Yeah. Hey, guards, have Jesus brought to me. Are you the king of the Jews?
Is this question of your own, or because of what others have told you about me?
Am I a Jew? Your own people and their leading priests have brought you to me for trial. Why? What have you done?
My people. My kingdom is not of this world. And if it were, my people would have fought and to have kept me from being handed over to the Jewish leaders. But my kingdom is not of this earth.
So you are a king.
You say I'm a king. But I was born into this world to testify to the truth. Those that love the truth recognize and know that what I say is truth.
And what is truth? This man's innocent, but you Jewish people have a custom of asking me each year to release a prisoner at Passover. Do you want me to release this king of the Jews?
Yes!
No, we want Barabbas!
We want Barabbas!
Yes, he thought he had no other choice.
I don't understand. All Jesus ever did was love people and heal them and feed them. How come he didn't tell him to leave him alone?
He thought that by having my son flogged, that it would be enough to satisfy the people. He is a politician, after all. But it wasn't enough to satisfy the world.
I don't know if I can watch any more of this.
Take heart, Jane. This is only the beginning.
Yeah!
Yes! Yeah, 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 he's a blasphemer! He's a blasphemer! He's no good! 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 He's a blasphemer! He's king of our king! He's no good! He's no good! He's not our king! Flog him! Flog him!
Yes! Keep flogging him!
Yes! Flog him while he's dead!
All right. I'm going to bring him out to you now, but clearly understand, I do not find him guilty. Look, here's your man.
We would have not turned him over to you if he was...
That's right.
By Jewish law, he should die because he claims to be the Son of God.
He claims to be the Son of God. Isn't that against the divinity of Caesar? Where are you from? Why don't you talk to me? Don't you realize I have the power to release you or crucify you?
You would have no power over me had it not been given to you from above. Greater is the sin of the one who's handed me over to you.
Just release him. He's done no harm.
If you release this man, you are no friend of Caesar.
Yeah.
For anyone who calls himself a king is a rebel against Caesar.
Here is your king.
Crucify him!
Crucify him! He's no king of ours! King of the Jews, is that what you call yourself?
Crucify your king? What do you mean by that?
He's not our king. Crucify him.
Crucify
him.
Crucify him.
He's
not
our king. He's no king of ours.
He's a blasphemer. Very well.
Guards, have him taken to be turned over to be crucified.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Crucify him!
Crucify him!
Crucify
him!
Why did they take Barabbas? It's obvious what he did. Who is he anyways? He's a nobody.
Everything in the word has significance.
Many of you have overlooked me in this part of the gospel, but actually, I'm pretty significant. Hi, I'm Barabbas. I'm a thief and a murderer. I've been getting away with crimes all my life, and well, until today, I got away with all of it. Like many of you, I haven't had the easiest past. I've had to fight for my spot in this world. Well, my choices have finally caught up to me. I'm supposed to be punished, die a sinner's death, and pay the price the law says I should pay. But just as I'm about to get what I deserve, this Jesus guy took my place. Yeah, I've heard him here and there. Some people say he's a healer. Others say he's possessed. But I haven't heard one real thing he's done wrong. I haven't heard any stories of him hurting anyone. I mean, people see me, they pretty much know to check their pockets. But when Jesus came around, people surrounded him and followed for days on end. I know it was the people that asked for me to be set free, but you saw it. He didn't even try to defend himself at all, almost as if he allowed it to happen. Like he dared to choose the cross and take my place. Well, if you ain't figured it out yet, audience, I'm you. Jesus took your place on the cross too, so you wouldn't have to suffer a sinner's death. He traded places with me, with you. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And just like me, you have the right to walk away and continue life as usual. I made my choice. I'm going to walk away like I just got lucky and go back to whatever it was I was doing. Lying, stealing, cheating. That's me. But what will you do?
He's right. It's almost like Jesus let it happen. How come he didn't fight back?
No one took his life. He laid it down and counted it all joy to go to the cross. He wanted nothing more than to free you from sin and sickness once and for all. He sweat blood knowing what he was about to endure. But with his death and resurrection, he would make sure that nothing would be able to come between you and me if you kept my word. Not even the enemy can harm you if you have faith in Jesus.
I've been blaming you this whole time when there's a real enemy out there, too.
Honestly, let's be honest, I forget about him, too. He is defeated, after all. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
But if that's true, then why do bad things still happen?
All right, listen to me very carefully. The enemy is no match for me. But without me and my word leading you, he will chew you up and spit you out. As a matter of fact, he hates you. He hates you because you look like me, because you cannot be defeated when you understand and accept the truth of who Jesus is. But come on, there's still more for you to see. Price that was paid for your sins to be forgiven and your body to be healed. But I'm going to warn you, this isn't going to be as glamorous as what some churches have painted it to be. The reality of what happened cannot be sugarcoated anymore. After today, you will understand the true meaning of sacrifice, what it is and who it is.
Pick up your cross. Pick it up. Where is your God now? Where is he? Woman, he's nothing. He's a blasphemer. We want justice. We want justice. We want...
What I'm about to show you is who your true enemy is.
Where I want you, and you don't even know it. I mean, I did it. I actually have you all blaming God for things that I've done. Oh, you know, it really is funny watching God's heart break over a bunch of gullible, entitled, lazy children. I mean, really, all it takes is a little lie here, a little lie there, and bam, you lose your job. Bam, you get sick and stay sick. Bam, your marriage fails. Bam, you get offended and leave church. For 5 years. Come on! You're making my job way too easy. Please keep coming in agreement with your feelings. Keep accepting everything I throw at you. Just keep watering my seeds of doubt with your poisonous tongues. Please. But honestly, most of you, I don't even need to bother with. See, what you all don't realize is that for you to end up with me in hell, I don't need you to worship me. I don't. I don't need you to be a Satanist. I don't need you to be a murderer. I don't need you dancing around a pentagram, naked, sacrificing virgins. Although, that would be entertaining. But no, shh. For my will to be done, I just need you all to follow my example and worship yourselves. I can't even fathom the reasons that he would go to the cross for you. He dies, right? He dies, raises from the dead, unleashes unlimited power for you all to take back what I stole from Adam, and you just sit there. It's kind of perfect for me. The more nothing you do, the more my kingdom grows and expands, and it costs me nothing. Oh, and by the way, at least when the king is in the room, I have sense enough to acknowledge him and bow. But most of you can't even honor him with consistent church attendance. Just a bunch of spoiled kids who curse their father, might I add, every time they don't get their way. I know what he's done. Okay, I'm not stupid. I understand the victory that he's won. I know that I'm defeated. But to you, Do you believe it? Do you? Even if any of you do believe it, it's not like many of you will venture out and tell anyone, will you? You're probably too afraid what people will think, right? Typical church people. At least my sinners know what you're supposed to believe. At least the people of the world have made up their minds about the way they're going to live. You know he's just going to vomit you out of his mouth if you keep going back and forth between him and then me, but then all the way to him, but then just a little bit of me, but why take my word for it? I'm the father of lies, remember? But you know what's my absolute favorite? When you actually blame me for making you sin. Oh, it's the best. It's so good. Honestly, I'm really not stronger than your flesh. But when you, oh man, when you give into its desires, you might as well be doing my will. I mean, you can make up your own decision. Once you actually see what he went through for you. But I can already guess what like 99.9% of you are going to do, but shh, shh, shh. My favorite part's coming up.
I told him 2 minutes. He took. What? Hey, wait a second. No, get back. No, stop. 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 What are you doing?
What are you doing? Did you hear what he just said? If you don't kill him,
stop.
I'm going to.
Stop. Stop. Jane. Jane. I already won. You don't need to struggle. You don't have to fight. You don't even have to pay him any attention. All you need is faith that Jesus has already won the battle and you're fine. You are more than a conqueror through Jesus. That's
right. More than a conqueror? What does it mean to be more than a conqueror?
All right. Picture this. You have someone training to win the Olympics, right? You know what goes in all that, right? Training, dieting, exercise, all the whole nine. And then when they finally win, they give you the gold medal. And you win. That's what being more than a conqueror is. But with Jesus, you win so much more than just a medal, Jane. You win love, joy, peace, prosperity, healing, a plan and future for your life, and all victory over the enemy. Jesus knew you couldn't win something like that on your own, so he went and did it for you.
I can't believe that he would do something like that for me.
And this is why you haven't had breakthrough.
I had no beauty or majesty to attract them to me.
Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him.
I was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, I was despised.
And we held him in low esteem.
I was oppressed and afflicted, but I didn't open my mouth. I was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so I did not speak. I was oppression and judgment, I was taken away. But who of my generation protested? I was cut off from the land of the living, and since of my people I was punished. I was assigned a grave with the wicked and given over to the same death as the greedy, though I had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in my mouth. And after I have suffered, I will see the light of life and be satisfied. For by my knowledge, me, the righteous servant, will justify many and bear their iniquities.
Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death. He bore the sin of many and made transgression for the intercessors.
Transgressions.
You're nothing.
I was crushed for your iniquities. The punishment that brought you peace was upon me. By my wounds, you are healed! Father, why have you forsaken me? I commend my spirit unto thee.
Get up. Get up, man. These last few days, they have been jam-packed, but man, was it worth it. Frank, get over here. That Judas kiss thing? Beautiful.
Boss, I learned from the best.
Oh, stop it. Not really, I love it. Debbie, our numbers, how are we looking?
Since he...
Don't say that name!
Okay. Since he died...
That's better.
Since he died, confusion has increased 40% among all Jews.
40%?
40%.
What else?
And not to mention Gentiles have just skyrocketed.
Have they?
And within the next few days, sickness this should completely take over the world.
That is the spirit of infirmary can keep up with all the death that's being spoken right now.
These people just want all these sicknesses to overtake them. My team, oh, they have given out every disease that they could possibly give out. Oh, yes, we have never been so busy before, boss. I'm exhausted.
I'm sure you'll figure something out. And figure it out now.
Yes, sir.
Frank, how much temptation do you feel you can whip up within the next 48 hours?
I can use one to tempt the many. Something with influence. A pretty girl. I'll throw a few offensive words in her insecure little heart. Make sure she's all boo-hoo and boys. I'll invite her to a party.
Okay.
Let no mortal have an empty drink in hand. And if we wait while they're all weak, then they all fall deeper and deeper, and we win.
And we win! We win! Oh, we win! Oh, this is great with him out of the way. I can finally do whatever I want. What?
And was dead, and now I am he who lives forever. I have taken the keys and authority over death and hell back for my people, and you will no longer harm them. I win.
But they can still.
No, I win.
They'll never win.
Enough! I win.
Jesus won! He won! Jesus won! He won it all for me!
Jane, go into all the world and preach the good news. Those that receive me and believe will be saved, and those that reject me will be condemned. You will see these signs that will follow. You shall cast out demons. You shall speak in other languages, and those that you lay your hands on will be healed.
I believe.
Your faith. The victory that overcomes the world is your faith, Jane. Just believe.
Thank you, Jesus. Just I believe. I believe. Yes. Lord, I understand now. Thank you for everything you did for me on the cross. Thank you for the victory that you won for me. Thank you, by your blood I'm forgiven, and by your broken body I am healed. My life is not my own, but it was bought with a price by you. Thank you, the sin has no power over me anymore, but I'm free. Thank you, the sickness and disease cannot be on me. I am healed. Everything might not look perfect right now, but I know that you are working all things together. You're working, and you will never stop working. In Jesus' name, amen.
By your spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King. To some, just a story. To those who believe, salvation. Some are sitting in the room watching our live stream, and I've seen that play before. I've read that story before. But there's a difference between reading a story and believing a story. It's not a story. What is amazing when you recognize the scientific proof and the historical proof that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. It is no longer just a philosophical idea or a religious mentality, but a truth that will make you free. When Jesus went to go raise Lazarus from the dead, he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." What's amazing is that day he rose Lazarus from the dead. But there were two groups of people. One, they gathered around and they believed that Jesus truly is who he says he is. The Messiah, the King of Kings, the Redeemer of mankind. But there was another group who saw the same miracle. They saw the same power. They saw the same man come out of a grave who was there for 4 days. And they went to the religious leaders plotting Christ's death. One group believed. One group chose to be their own God. See, this morning the Bible says, "Choose you this day whom you shall serve." For some of you, this will be your last opportunity to know Christ. Oh, Pastor, don't try to scare us. Some are saved by fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. The truth is that for some in the room, it might be your last. For some that are watching by light, it might be your last. Listen, Satan showed himself. He's defeated. The only way you can be with him is if you choose to be your own God. The Bible says very clearly, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord on the earth, under the earth, and above the earth. Well, I choose not to wait. Jesus is my Lord. Don't confuse religion with what Christ paid for. He came to build a family. He came to build a relationship with you. What Adam and Eve lost, he came to restore just for you. The reason he died on the cross, the reason he was tortured, the reason he rose from the dead is because death was the victory, but the resurrection was the sealing power of the eternal God to defeat the enemy so that you and I could not just live on this earth, but live as more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm going to ask the lights to be put on for just a moment. You see, the greatest decision that you can make in this room is not joining a church or religion, but it's knowing God. And that can only happen one way. There's no name under heaven which while you shall be saved but by the name of Jesus. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Salvation, there aren't many avenues to go to heaven. There's only one way, for Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." So today, there's only one way to heaven, and that is to receive Jesus. Today we don't have anything for you but one thing, and that's him. Not an it, not a membership card. We have the one who rose from the dead and is alive and wants to change your life. Can I have you bow your heads with me this morning? I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to ask yourself a question. If I took my last breath, if my last breath was drawn into my lungs right now, have I accepted Jesus as my Savior? Do I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, not because I'm a nice person, not because I've done nice things, not because I was raised in the church, not because my mom or dad, but you right here. If you drew your last breath into your lungs, would you know beyond a shadow of a doubt you'd be with him? Or is there a doubt? If there's a doubt, I want you to know you don't have to doubt any longer. And if you are saying in your head, no, I've not made my choice to serve Jesus, but God has made his choice to be king for you. Today is your day. Today is the day of salvation. You feel the Holy Spirit drawing you. I can sense him right now. You can feel him. You can feel, it's almost like a nervousness. You're feeling that. I'm getting ready to ask you to receive Christ as your Savior. If you would like to receive Jesus as your Savior this morning, you need God. You want this one who died on the cross for your sins. You want this one that didn't stay dead but rose on the third. If you want Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior this morning, I'd like you to slide your hand up right now. I want to lead you to the best friend you're ever going to have. I'm not asking you to join our church or religion. I said, do you want Jesus this morning? Thank you, sir, in the back. Is there anyone else? Thank you very much. Is there anyone else? Come on, get your hands up now. Come on, thank you. Over on that far side, yes, I see your hand. Come on, there's more. There's more. You. Thank you very much. Thank you. You know your life's not right with God. This is your moment. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Come on now in the back. I see your hands. Very good. Thank you. You can put them right back down. Thank you, sir. Come on. I'm not going to wait long. 5. Come on. 4. Thank you. 3. Come on. Get your hand up. Get your hands up. 2. Last call. Thank you. Here it comes. And 1. It's a scary thing to hear that 1. See, for those who had choice and made the decision not to choose Christ, if you do end up in eternity, I just want to tell you what you're going to be you. You know that, right? You're going to have an eternal body. But this is what you're going to hear. You ready? 1. And you're going to know that you made a choice that day not to serve Jesus. You see, God sends nobody to hell. God damns nobody to the lake of fire. We make our own choices. And we've made choices this morning. Amen. I'm going to ask you to do something for me. If you raise your hand to give your heart to Jesus, I want you to meet me right here, right now. Come right out of your chair. Come on, you're going to have to be bold. Come right out of your chair. Meet me right up front right now. Come on, move, 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 move. This is your moment. This is your time. Turn to the person next to you and say, if you didn't raise your hand and you want to go up, I'll go with you. Come on, turn to the person next to you. Say, if you didn't raise your hand and you want to go up, I'll go with you. Come on, meet me right now. This is your moment. This is your moment. This is your moment. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. This is your time and your season. This is what God has for you. Well, I might be embarrassed if I go up there, really. I don't know. I think I'd rather walk up in front of a group of people who've already walked up themselves than have to stand before a devil, hear him cheering in my ear for all of eternity saying, I'm glad you chose not to. I'm glad you chose to. Amen. Can you give him one more hand clap? Come on now. The Bible says when one is redeemed, all of heaven shouts out. Don't let heaven outshout you this morning. God is good. God's going to change their life. This is what I'd like to do. I'd like you all just to bow your heads with me. In the congregation as well, just pray right with me out loud. Dear Jesus, thank you for what you did. I didn't fully realize it. But today, you chose to reveal yourself to me. I'm making a conscious choice, a conscious decision. I know that you are God. I know that you rose from the dead. And right now, I'm making a decision to serve you, to give my life to you. I ask you to forgive me of my rebellion from the past. Now I submit and thank you for the washing of your blood and changing me from within. I'm never going back. I'm never going to stop following you. I'm never going to run back to the world. I'm going all the way with you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you could all do me a favor, follow Mindy right over on this side. We got Bibles for you. Come right on over on that side. Thank you so much. Come on, give him another hand clap. Hallelujah. Maybe you didn't raise your hand, but you did. You made that decision. Make your way over right now. Hurry up. This is your time and your season. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Come on, let's give God one more shout for raising from the dead. Jesus, we thank you. No man took your life. You gave it. Thank you that you made an open show of the devil. And victory is ours in Jesus' name. We're not a weak church. We are a powerful church with signs and wonders, miracles. And God, we give you all the honor and all the glory. For you are a great God and greatly to be praised. In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted. Amen. I love you. Serve God with all of your heart. Enjoy your families. Don't forget that we have a petting zoo out front. We love you.
We sing hallelujah.
Make sure you come back next week, three weeks in a row.